너희 손에마 소티오 소파티로 펀트크라투 펀에게 주여서 너희 손에마 서럽라스 왓군나 너희 살아나 마인 피시라 에드노 디카트는 스월케 아바는 너희 피스마와 Shmo Christus in pekiotin avatus med numat suhev shatiek shmo noinon stimi tanya kunievul shnil ini pamasi maran shev amadu dot fumirin firbet nani fon naidim non tvetim an shon so vana divan zim ver so jafir eskvazini gun af ervoitinen un af anagen un af shuptinen uf Αυτή η ασφαίνον αυτή την έντε τσαρέα τάι ονού, θα εν το φων μεν τύχου, ερωφο πως εφ αρένου κεμπάι εγώ, το αβάιν μην εγώ, τύρουν τέπεν αγχ, εν ερήν ειρ βέριν ζαφή γονούρα τούρ, πιο εσπενούτη. Νιέβιν πιο εσπενούτη, αν το κράτουν ιότι μην πιο εσπενούτη, αν το κράτουν ιότι μην πιο Denchev moten dot kant ob niven dom niven nem khnom niven ja kenes kmazine gona kanwa internet un kanayer un shubtenen un katten swen un atiten enten chari atayunu tsay Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness and love of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with you, fear all evil temptation, the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men and the ranks of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people. And from this holy church that is yours, but those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy.
Pray for our father and brother who are sick with any sickness, who are in this place or any place that Christ our God and grant us with them health and healing and forgive us our sins.
You have visited them with mercy and compassion in them. Take away from them and from us every sickness and every malady, the spirit of sickness. Chase away those who have long lingering maladies. Raise up and comfort those who are afflicted by unclean spirit in them all free. Those who are in prison, those who are in exile, captivity, those who are held in bitter bondage, O Lord, set them all free. and have mercy upon them, for you are who he who loosened the bound of left of the fallen, the hope of those who have no hope, the help of those who have no helper, the comfort of the thin-hearted, the harbor of those in the storm. All souls that are distressed or bound, grant them mercy, O Lord, grant them rest, grant them refreshment, grant them grace, grant them help, grant them salvation, grant them the forgiveness of their sins and their iniquity. Add for us too, O Lord, the sickness of our souls heal, and also those of our bodies cure, O you, the true physician of our souls, and body, the bishop of flesh, with the love of your salvation. Remember, we ask and entreat your good love among guides. Remember, O Lord, our father and brethren who are traveling.
Our father and brethren who are traveling, those who didn't travel anywhere, the Lord may straighten all their ways, whether by air, rivers, lakes, roads, seas, or those who are traveling by any other means, that Christ our God may bring them back to their own homes in peace and forgive us our sins.
And those who intend to travel anyway, straighten all their ways, whether by sea, river, lakes, road, air, or those who are traveling by any other means, everyone anywhere, lead them into heaven of calm, a heaven of safety. Graciously accompany them in their departure and be their companion in their travel. Bring them back to their own rejoicing with joy and safe in security. Be a fellow worker with your servants in every good deed. As for us too, O Lord, keep our sojourn in this life without harm, without storm, and undisturbed to the end.
Lord, have mercy. From the Sabbath, my Malaika, the Magdullah, the Lord, the Lord, the Salam, the Nasim, the Sabbath, the Nubarak, the Nahdam, the Nasud, the Nahdam, the Rifak, the Nahdam, 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 the الرب الإله حمل الله ابن الأب رفع خطيئة العالم ارحمنا يا حامل خطيئة العالم أقبل طلباتنا إليك يا الجالس عن يمين أبي ارحمنا أنت وحدك القدوس أنت وحدك العالي يا رب يسوع المسيح والروح القدس مجدا لله آمين مبارك كل يوم أسبح اسمك القدوس إلى الأبد وإلى أبد الآبدين آمين منذ الليل روحي تبكر إليك يا إلهي لأن أوامرك يا نور على الأرض كنت أتلو في طرقك لأن قصرت من مهينا باكرا يا رب تسمع صوتي بالغداء أقف أمامك وتراني Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Almighty, who was born of the Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Almighty, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Almighty, who rose from the dead, sin of the heaven, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and all the ages, for ages. Amen. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people, heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep, O Lord, repose their souls. We who are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you who are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplication. For yours is the glory and the dominion. Their triple holiness, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen.
Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy kingdom. Thy kingdom, and mercy. Give us their name. Forgive us our trespasses. Those that trespass against me, that's not temptation, but there is a righteous our Lord for them, the King and the Father, the Lord.
Tere sos i sos ben choin samina lulean shirin intention o tia tu abis min o tu martin sin sin vinti mas mult man beri sos.
Lift up our prayers unto your beloved Son that he may forgive us all.
Ere te atas min sin anin peon in tam vigari sos in o di martin sun eb.
Ask the Lord on our behalf that he may have mercy.
Ni portin us mrem to kotus kos to am te brun santi te non zenge si ti men tromi.
Intercede on our behalf for Christ whom you bore that he may forgive us our sin.
Shirene o ti portin us Oro emin aritini sherep shushun te pengeno sare ekfonane nemmeno il
Senti o aripem e vati apero stati se te not narin ben choices beres tos tefken in nominane
Tine stien in beslin to tip sotin in emsi ki pitovun em timet min to vijavranaf emifnuti
Fasting has resmodes up to the mountain until he received the law for us from the Lord our God.
Tienes niet etas olin ili es epsho et veo as noem en vane ile volken of lacus en nimoi.
Our Lord Jesus Christ fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights to save us from our sins.
Anon hon narin eris te vinken توفون مومت می آوان تنبرون سلکستین اون شفون انگو اموز
Our Father who art in heaven hallowed be thy name thy kingdom come for thine is glory forever
Shopi anto erin sum se egon keni menchon titra kin ki tu tishetene teren tite otoko sitoyam paratin sin si univin
Ask of him whom you have born our good Savior to take away our troubles and grant us his peace.
سلام لك أيتها نادر الملك الحقيقي الحقاني سلام فخري إنسينا والتي لنا إمانوئيل
We ask you to remember us our faithful advocate before our Lord Jesus Christ that he may forgive us our sins
شيسي منعظمك يا أمان
الحقيق والمجد العزراء القديس الإله لأنك جلت مخلص العالم أتخلص نفوسنا المجد لك يا سيدنا ملكنا المسيح فخر رسولك شهادات أهل الصديقين سبت الكنائس غفران الخطايا نرش بالثالوث القدوس صوت واحد ناس قول لنا يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب بارك امين
حقيقة نؤمن
بالإله واحد الله لا يبدأ بكل خالق السماء ما يرى وما يرى نؤمن برب واحد يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد مولود من اكوى بغدور نور من نور الى حق من الى حق مولود غير مخلوق مساوي الاف الجوهر الرزبي كان كل شيء هذا لازم اجلنا نحن البشر من خلاصنا نزل من السماء تجسد روح قدس مريم وزعت الناس صلب عنا على أهل الباصل موت التألم وكبرى قام بين الموت في اليوم الثالث كما في الكتب الصادر السماوات وجلس عن يمين يمين وأيضا يأتي في مجدي الذين الأحياء والأموات الذي ليس الموت انقضى عنا عنهم بالروح القدس الرب المحب بسط من الأب نسجد له ونمجدهم على أب النور نيسى واحدة مقدسة جمع رسولنا تنب مع مليهم مغفرة الخطايا وننتظر قيامة الأموات وحياة الدهر الآخرين
Den goste vol khayt hen tianastasis ten yerev mut nem bi on khe te bi ones ne yo amin
nun tina yenon tesh Shen hit karo
Amen
Sotem eron
Amen
Smo eronar vayetin eron ارفع ضبك عنا افتقدنا بخلاصك واغفر لنا خطايانا
كريا ليسون كريا ليسون كريا ليسون
اسمنا يا ابن من الروح القدس الله الواحد امين باكر يوم الجمعة من الاسبوع الثاني من الصوم الكبير من سفر التثنية لموسى النبي بركاته علينا امين
جميع الوصايا التي أنا أوصيكم بها اليوم تحفظون لتعملوها لتحي وتكثروا وتدخلوا وتمتلكوا الأرض التي أقسم الرب لآبائكم وتتذكر كل الطريق التي فيها سار بك الرب إلهك هذه 40 سنة في الكفر يذلك ويجربك ليعرف ما في قلبك أتحفظ وصايا أم لا فأزلك وأجعك وأطعمك المن الذي لم تكن تعرفه ولا عرفه آبائك يعلمك أنه ليس بالخبز وحده يحيى الإنسان بل بكل ما يخرج من فم الرب يحيى الإنسان ثيابك لم تبلى عليك ورجلك لم تتورم هذه 40 سنة فاعلم في قلبك أنه كما يؤدب الإنسان ابنه قد أدبك الرب إلهك واحفظ وصايا الرب إلهك لتسلك في طرقه وتتقيه For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land a land of brooks of water of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. Blessed when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. يرتفع قلبك وتنسى الرب إلهك الذي أخرجك من أرض مصر من بيت العبودية الذي صار بك في القفر العظيم المخوف مكان حيات محرقة وعقارب وعطش حيث ليس ماء الذي أخرج لك ماء من صخرة الصوان الذي أطعمك في البرية المنة الذي لم يعرفه آبائك ليزلك ويجربك ليحسن إليك في آخرتك ولئلا تقول في قلبك قوتي وقدرة يدي اصطنعت لي هذه الثروة بل أذكر الرب إلهك أنه هو الذي يعطيك قوة لاصطناع الثروة ليفي بعهده الذي أقسم لآبائك كما في هذا اليوم وإن نسيت الرب إلهك وذهبت وراء آلهة أخرى وعبدتها وسجدت لها أشهد عليكم اليوم أنكم تبيدون لا محالة كالشعوب الذين يبيدهم الرب من أمامكم كذلك تبيدون لأجل أنكم لم تسمعوا لقول الرب إلهكم Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today and go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to heaven, a people great and tall, the descendants of the Anakim, who you know, and of whom you heard it said, who can stand before the descendants of Anak? Therefore understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you. So you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you. Do not think in your heart after the Lord your God has cast them out before you, saying, Because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out from before you.
Now the Philistines gathered their armies together to battle and were gathered at Soko, which belongs to Judah. They encamped between Soko and Azekah in Ephes Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they encamped in the valley of Elah and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side with a valley between them. And a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had bronze armor on his legs and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. Now the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels. And a shield bearer went before him. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man from yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and who had 8 sons. And the man was old, advanced in years in the days of Saul. The 3 oldest sons of Jesse had gone to follow Saul to the battle. The names of his 3 sons who went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, next to him Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. David was the youngest, and the 3 oldest followed Saul. But David occasionally went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. Then Jesse said to his son David, Take now for your brothers an ephah of this dried grain and these 10 loaves and run to your brothers at the camp and carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000 and see how your brothers fare and bring back news of them. Now Saul and they Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. So David rose early in the morning, left the sheep with a keeper, and took the things and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the camp as the army was going out to the fight and shouting for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had drawn up in battle array, army against army. And David left his supplies in the hand of the supply keeper, ran to the army, and came and greeted his brothers. Then as he talked with them, there was the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words. So David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. So the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel. And it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich with great riches, will give him his daughter and give him his father's house exemption from taxes in Israel, and give his father's house exemption from taxes in Israel." Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, "What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And the people answered him in this manner, saying, "So shall it be done for the man who kills him." Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was aroused against David, and he said, "Why did you come down here, and with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle." And David said, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause?" Then he turned from him toward another and said the same thing, and these people answered him as the first ones did. Now when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. Then David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." Moreover, David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, "I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them." So David took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good-looking. So the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath, and killed him, and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Now the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell along the road to Shaaraim, even as far as Gath and Ekron. Then the children of Israel returned from chasing the Philistines, and they plundered their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. When Saul saw David going out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is this youth?" And Abner said, "As your soul lives, O king, I do not know." So the king said, "Inquire whose son this young man is." Then as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" So David answered, "I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." Now when he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Saul took him that day and would not let him go home to his father's house anymore. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan took off the robe that was on him and gave it to David, with his armor, even to his sword and his bow and his belt. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to the ages of all ages. Amen.
وحدث في أيام أحاز ابن يوثام ابن عزية ملك يهوذا أن رصين ملك أرام صعد مع فقح ابن رملية ملك إسرائيل إلى أورشليم لمحاربتها فلم يقدر أن يحاربها. وأخبر بيت داود قد حلت أرام في أفرايم فرجف قلبه وقلوب شعبه كرجفان شجر الوعر قدام الريح. فقال الرب لإشعياء: اخرج لملاقاة أحاز أنت وشاءار ياشوب ابنك إلى طرف قناة البركة العليا إلى سكة حقل القصار، وقل له: احترز وأهدأ، لا تقف ولا يضعف قلبك من أجل ذنبي هاتين الشعلتين المدخنتين بحمو غضب رصين وأرام وابن رملية، لأن أرام تآمرت عليك بشر مع أفرايم وابن رملية قائلة: نصعد على يهوذا ونقودها ونستفتحها لأنفسنا ونملك في وسطها ملكا ابن طبائيل. هكذا يقول السيد الرب: لا تقوم لا تكون، لأن رأس أرام دمشق ورأس دمشق رصين، وفي مدة 65 سنة ينكسر إفرايم حتى لا يكون شعبا، ورأس إفرايم السامرة ورأس السامرة ابن رملية، إن لم تؤمنوا فلا تأمنوا. ثم عاد الرب فقال لأحاز: اطلب لنفسك آية من الرب إلهك، عمق طلبك أو رفعه إلى فوق. فقال أحاز: لا أطلب ولا أجرب الرب. فقال: اسمعوا يا بيت داود، هل هو قليل عليكم أن تضجروا الناس حتى تضجروا إلهي أيضا؟ ولكن يعطيكم السيد نفسه آية، هل عذراء تحبل وتلد ابنا وتدعو اسمه عمانوئيل؟ مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا الأبد أمين. أيوب الصديق.
فأجاب سوفر النعماني أكثرة الكلام لا يجاوب أم رجل مهزار يتبرر أصلفك يفحم الناس أم تلغو وليس من يجزيك استقول تعليمي ذكي وأنا بار في عينيك ولكن يا ليت الله يتكلم ويفتح شفتيه معك ويعلن لك خفيات الحكمة إنها مضاعفة الفهم فتعلم أن الله يغرمك بأقل من اسمك إلى عمق الله تتصل أم إلى نهاية القدير تنتهي هو أعلى من السماوات فماذا عساك أن تفعل أعمق من الهاوية فماذا تدري Their measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes by, imprisons and gathers to judgment, then who can hinder him? For he knows deceitful men. He sees wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? For an empty-headed man will be wise when a wild donkey's colt is born a man. If you would prepare your heart and stretch out your hands toward him, if iniquity were in your hand and you put it far away and would not let wickedness dwell in their tents, then surely you could lift up your face without spot. Yes, you could be steadfast and not fear. Because you would forget your misery and remember it as waters that have passed away, and your life would be brighter than noonday. Though you were dark, you would be like the morning, and you would be secure because there is hope. Yes, you would dig around you and take your rest in safety. You would also lie down, and no one would make you afraid. Yes, many would court your favor. But the eyes of the wicked will fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope, loss of life. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages.
Remember, O Lord, our Father and brethren, wherefore sleep and repose in the orb of faith, repose all their souls. Apostles, many prompt and righteous men have desired to see what you see and seen them, and to hear which hear and have not heard them. But as for the see and for the hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints. Remember all who our Master have bidden us to remember in supplications and prayers which offer upon to Lord our God, those ever is fallen and asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
سمع الإنجيل المقدس فصل بشارة الإنجيل وعلمنا مريمة البشير ويرقات وعلى جميع آمين من مزامير تلاتين معلمنا داود النبي ويرقات وعلينا آمين ارجع يا نفسي إلى راحتك لأن الرب قد أحسن إليك لأنك أنقذت نفسي من الموت وعيني من الدمعة ورجلي من الزلق الليل وارك لأتي باسم الرب إله القوات ربنا وإلهنا وخلصنا وملكنا كلنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم إلى الأبد أمين. ثم صرف الجموع وصعد إلى السفينة وجاء إلى تخوم مجدل وجاء إليه الفريسيون والصدوقيون ليجربوه فسألوه أن يريهم آية من السماء فأجاب إذا كان مساء قلتم صح لأن السماء محمرة وفي الصباح اليوم شتاء لأن السماء محمرة بعبوسة يا مراؤون تعرفون أن تميزوا وجه السماء وأما علامات الأزمنة فلا تستطيعون جيل شرير فاسق يلتمس آية ولا تعطى له آية إلا آية يونان النبي ثم تركهم ومضى ولما جاء تلاميذه إلى العبر نسوا أن يأخذوا خبزا وقال لهم يسوع انظروا وتحرزوا من خمير الفريسيين والصدوقيين ففكروا في أنفسهم قائلين إننا لم نأخذ خبزا فعلم يسوع وقال لهم لماذا تفكرون في أنفسكم يا قليل الإيمان أنكم لم تأخذوا خبزا حتى الآن لا تفهمون ولا تذكرون خمس خبزات الخمسة الآلاف وكم قفة أخذتم ولا سبع خبزات الأربعة الآلاف وكم سلا أخذتم كيف لا تفهمون أني ليس عن خبز قلت لكم أن تتحرزوا من خمير الفريسيين والصدوقيين حينئذ فهموا أنه لم يقل أن يتحرزوا من خمير الخبز بل من تعليم الفريسيين والصدوقين
والمجد لله دائما جيبني وتتخن فيه ومرفته بوين جيب كران مارسي جيبك متور جيبك ببيه وشانين جيب ازمار وتنجيب يوت نمشي نمبب نغماء صواب تتريا سجي كبوت نوشتم
أبانا الذي في السماوات
والفادر
سيد ربي يسوع المسيح من الله الوحيد وكلمة الأب الإله تكن الربطات قطعنا من كل الأنا ومن كل السمحية الذي نفخ في وجه تلاميذ القديسين والصلاة ترك الأرام رسيف ده هو سبيريت والسين دير لمدار لمتل تدام الدوس وشجتين شالبيرتين الآن أيضا يا سيدنا مقدس كراتا أنت الذي نعملون في الكهن وفي كل زمن كنسة المقدسة في القطاع بتحب كل الربطات الظلم Now also we ask and entreat your goodness and love of mankind for your servants, my father, my brethren, my weakness. Those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every one of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly, or wrongly of heart and deed and word from faint-heartedness, do a master who knows the weakness of men as a good and for not to come, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us. Purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your defiance and eternity and your all goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, and you to good Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you and out of time and out of the age of all ages. Amen. Amen. Christos pennoti.
Amin asentu.
Urun de tiri ne monante krin sem nante krin kan novin ani voli tuk ti gombi on embes munem pe amon shani. Amin. Make us worthy to pray to you, thank for our Father who art in heaven. نشكر صانع الخيرات الرحوم الله أبا ربنا إلهنا وخلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه سترنا وأعنا وحفظنا قبلنا ليشفق علينا وعددنا وتبنا لهذه الساعة وأيضا فلنا سلام فلنا فهذا اليوم مقدس كل حياتنا بكل سلام ضابط كل الرب إلهنا حكيت حلق فرون فيوت نمشين بدون ما أتوب بس مرات نجف نوت فيوت بام تكراتور أمين مرات نجف بدون ما أتوب باركليتون أمين مجدنا وإكرامنا إكرامنا مجدنا التلوث أقدس أبا الإبن الروح قدسنا يا أبنا الذي في السماوات أخطيت حلق اخطأت سامحوني الحل ارحمني يا الله قادم رحمتك مثل كثرة رفاتكم سني كثير من اتمنى اني اني عارب اسمك اتمنى صرف وقال كان قطيم كل اتمنى جيني من الدماء يا رب ما تصدق لاسي ونطبنا صور وشريب من صدد بأحد عدد قربان ومحرقات هنا دين قربون عن مدهك قربون إلويا شويس نينان شويس نينان إلويا خنفرون فيوت مبشيري من ببنا وما توابنا وتبنا أمين صلاة وتسبحة الساعة الثالثة من النهار المبارك أقدمها للمسيح ملكي وإلهي أرجوه أن يغفر لي خطايا الكثيرة مزامير وتلاتيل معلمنا داود النبي الملك طاهر بركاته علينا مين استجيب لك الرب في مشدتك ينصرك